KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus. It's 8:02. Alaska Native communities are getting funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to improve water quality. KDLG's Mike Mason reports the funding was announced Tuesday, and it totals well over $28 million. The money will be used to plan, design, and construct water and wastewater projects in rural Alaska. The funding comes from the USDA Rural Alaska Village Grant Program and is going to the state of Alaska and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Matt Dixon is the vice president of operations for the ANTHC, Division of Environmental Health and Engineering. He says there's a lot of need for safe drinking water and wastewater disposal projects in rural Alaska.
There are about 20% of the homes in rural Alaska are still unserved. That amounts to about 6,000 homes all across the state. Most of those are in individual communities where there is absolutely no service. And I guess the reason that we're concerned about that is because of the public health impact. As part of a health organization, what we're really concerned about is keeping folks out of hospitals. And what we find is that gastroenteric disease, respiratory disease, and skin diseases skyrocket when there's no water and sewer service.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is getting $21.8 million for drinking water and wastewater systems in Kwikuk, Tuksuk Bay, and Eek and Lower Kalskag. None of those communities have community water systems, resulting in residents having to take care of their own water needs by using honey buckets and collecting rainwater. Dixon says it's anticipated that the water and wastewater projects will be up and running by 2015.
So what we'll be looking at this fall for money that's coming in now is to get all the materials ready, get them on a barge for next spring. Then really, because some of these projects are large enough, you're not going to get them all built in one season. So you're looking at a start in 13, you build through 13 and 14 and bring everything online at the end of 14, early 15.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is also getting over $742,000 to plan for water and wastewater projects in communities like Pilot Station and Huslia. Tasha Deerdorf is the manager of the USDA's Rural Alaska Village Grant Program.
That's really for planning, to get master plans in place to figure out the best ways to serve the communities, to get engineering and environmental reports, those kind of documents in place, to get good cost estimates so that we can eventually move forward to the construction of those systems. So those are really just planning.
The third funding announcement made Tuesday is $6.2 million that will go to the state of Alaska to pay for water systems in Quinnahock and Hooper Bay. The money will also pay for pre-planning for water systems in Seldovia, McGrath, and Tununuk. Deerdorf says the Rural Alaska Village Grant Program is only successful because of the cooperative relationships developed between USDA, ANTHC, IHS, and the state of Alaska.
For all of these projects, actually, rural development is providing 75%, and the state of Alaska is providing 25% of the cost. And so not only the funding contributions that the two different entities make, but the overall administration of the program and the great partnerships that we have is very significant to ensure that we are getting these systems built out in rural Alaska.
The Rural Alaska Village Grant Program has been around since the mid-1990s, and its major purpose is to alleviate dire health and sanitation conditions in Alaska Native villages. Before the AFN convention, First Alaskans Institute hosted the Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage. APRN's Ann Hillman reports the conference began Tuesday and gave elders and youth from around the state a chance to learn from each other and pass on Native cultures. Elder Marlene Johnson from Una has attended the conference since it began about 25 years ago. She says that back then, only 50 or so people attended. Today, hundreds of people pack the Dena'ina Center. She says the conference is a chance for youth to learn about their culture and about their own abilities.
Youth in Ellsworth Conference is putting confidence in the young people.
Johnson says it also creates important connections between generations and helps bridge the cultural gap created by the generation of Alaska Natives who were sent off to boarding school and didn't learn about their own cultures.
Thousands of young people were sent boarding home program from junior high all the way through. Some of them barely spent any time in the village after that because they couldn't come home for holidays. And then in the summertime, they got jobs or something.
One of the major gaps was in language learning. That was the focus for youth keynote speaker Peter Squartzoff.
3 years ago, I came here to AFN in this very hall, sitting like you are now, not a clue. I had no knowledge of my language, no knowledge of my past. And then when we broke out into our language circles, I was struck with how limited we are with our language.
His experience at Elders and Youth inspired him to go home to Port Lions to learn Aleut'iik and to transcribe Aleut'iik songs into a book for future generations. Many of this year's conference workshop sessions focused on the different ways to pass on culture from one generation to the next, through formal education and through building a sense of identity. The conference ran through Wednesday. The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention starts today. As always, KNOM will broadcast the convention's proceedings live from the Dena'ina Center, starting at 9 a.m. this morning and running through Friday and Saturday. An Alaska woman has won a national award for her efforts to bring culturally important care for Alaska Native elders. Kay Branch is among 10 recipients of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's 2012 Community Health Leaders Award. Branch, who will be honored with the other recipients in San Antonio Wednesday night, directs the statewide elder care program for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage. The 57-year-old woman says her mission is to see more elders stay in their villages and cared for by family members or locals. When that's not possible, Branch and others in a tribal health network seek ways to bring an elder's culture to urban nursing homes and assisted living facilities, such as providing traditional foods like moose stew and fish head soup. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $5.10 an ounce to $1,745.80. Silver is down 17 cents an ounce to $33.13, with zinc at 85 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive at 9:04 and expected to depart at 9:49. It's unofficially 26 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.